Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the name Ted Terry blazing the trail as a progressive mayor out of the city of Clarkston, Georgia. Mayor Ted Terry really led the way for the decriminalization movement of marijuana. He was the first to actually pass that legislation. Other cities followed: the city of Atlanta, the city of South Fulton. He's the guy that came in and said, you know what? I want to make Election Day a holiday. I want to set a minimum wage, I think, of $15 for city employees. He's the guy that actually put all of his political chips exactly what he campaigned on. He's in the studio. Up until yesterday, he was running for U.S. Senate. He has now dropped out of that race and has an important announcement. Ted, how are you, my friend? That's a lot.
Thanks for shot.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Well, I wanted to come on today and just announce that I'm suspending my campaign for the U.S. Senate. Instead, I'm going to be focusing my attention here local in DeKalb County. I'm running for the Super 6 Commission District, which is basically half of DeKalb County, from Clarkston over to the Fulton County border. Still on the same timeline, May 19th primary, running as a Democrat, of course.
Now, I want to give listeners some background. You and I have known each other for years. We're friends.
Yes.
And when you decided to run for mayor of Clarkston, you were running against an African-American male in the city of Clarkston. Mm-hmm. And this guy said something that really made me upset. He was talking about the population of refugees in the city of Clarkston. Remind me of what he said. I don't know the exact quote, but he was dismissive of them.
Well, at the time, 2013, Governor Nathan Deal was considering ending refugee resettlement in Georgia, just like Brian Kemp is right now considering ending refugee resettlement under the Trump border. So back in 2013, Clarkston's mayor asked for a moratorium, just went ahead and said, we don't want any refugees for all of 2013. There was op-eds in the AJC, sort of dueling op-eds, and he, basically said something to the effect of, "We got to turn off the faucet to fix, the leaks," and referring to refugees as, and that symbolism as, sewage or, a water problem. And so, we know that from Clarkston, it's a very diverse city. It's diverse. It's families. It's mostly young women and children and seniors who end up being refugees who, through no fault of their own, will most likely never be able to return to their home countries. And so the small little bit that we can help in Clarkston, we, on average took about 1,000 families, each year. And this is at 23 million people who are refugees around the world. And so we're not taking everybody, but we're trying to do our part.
Do your part. And I supported you to defeat that incumbent mayor. Okay. I thought his entire ideology was so sad and so unfortunate to the people that he served. And you came in, you won that election, you were one of the youngest mayors ever elected. How old were you when you first got elected, man?
30 years old.
You were right at 30.
Yep.
Right at 30. And I remember victory night for you and how people were excited. You came in, and man, you shook things up. Let's talk about some of the legislation you proposed and implemented.
Yeah, so actually, you hit the three highlights of my first 2 years in office in 2016. We were going into this presidential election year. People were talking about the change they wanted to see in our country. And, I ran for local office because I didn't want to wait for Washington to make that change. I wanted to see where we can make change right now. And so, we did a lot of research on particularly the criminal justice reform angle. How can we reduce mass incarceration? And we saw that it was, there was disproportionately more arrest of black and brown residents for simple marijuana possession, a nonviolent offense, people going to jail, getting a criminal record. And luckily in DeKalb, for the most part, it is a very restorative justice system model. But the reality is people were, having their lives ruined because of just a simple possession. And so we said that we were going to take it as a ticket-only offense, non-arrestable, no jail time, no car being towed, no missing your next day of work, a $75 ticket.
Now, you tried to make that even lower, I think, at first.
Well, yeah, we thought about making it a $5 fine.
Right. And your city council was like, nah, bruh, we need to.
It was split, actually. We had some who just said, we just need to make it zero. Of course, the city attorney said, well, that would make it legalization, and
right.
we could not do that.
We couldn't do that.
We could decriminalize it in the sense of, you know, just like saying you have a traffic ticket, you're not a criminal because you got a traffic ticket.
Sure.
And we didn't want to make someone a criminal because they had just under one ounce of possession of marijuana. And so that was a huge issue. And actually, on the same night that we passed that ordinance, we passed our $15 minimum wage for our city employees, the first city in Georgia to do so. Now, actually, Atlanta, DeKalb, a lot of other cities actually are now just this year implementing $15 minimum wage.
Isn't that amazing? That's amazing that everyone who works for the city of Clarkston, they now get to benefit from this remarkable policy that you get paid at least $15 an hour.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they've gotten a raise since then.
Right. Because
look, let's be honest, the cost of living has gone up. The rent is too damn high. Utility bills are going up. Wages have not kept up. And
yeah.
so you know, $15 you know, is the minimum
yep.
living wage. But people really need
more than that.
Yep. And then the final thing is, you know, Election Day is a holiday. And, you know, look, we need a federal Election Day as a holiday. Mitch McConnell in the Senate ain't going to pass that, but a Democratic Senate would. And so, you know, I'm going to be pushing for that as at the federal level, however I can, trying to get Democrats elected to the Senate. But, you know, for DeKalb County, you know, yes, we need to make Election Day a holiday. I would think every Democratic elected official, you know, should be able to pass this local ordinance, create that culture in their community that we want to give people Election Day off to, you know, go and vote, go volunteer, participate in their democracy. I mean, if we hold democracy so sacred, as we do in this country, we should give every opportunity for people to exercise that right.
You know, that day, Election Day being a holiday is a big deal, and some countries do it. Some places already do that. Yep. But you know what would change in America if we federalized that? Not only people having more opportunity, another chance to actually vote, but individuals like myself, I always vote early. But if that's a federal holiday, you know what I'm doing, Ted, Mayor Terry?
Yep.
I'm picking up people.
Yep.
I'm volunteering with an organization. I'm getting people to the polls. That's what I'm doing on that day. And just imagine that effort multiplied an infinite number of times throughout the country. That completely changes the face of our democracy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at MLK Day last Monday. I mean, it's referred to as a day on,
right.
not a day off.
That's right.
And it, you know, it took years for that to kind of get to
mm-hmm.
that
because everybody just took that day off.
Just took the day off.
Yeah.
But it became a day of service. And so Election Day, you know, they call it, you know, President Obama referred to it as, you know, Democracy Day. Let's make
yeah.
it Democracy Day. And so, you know, again, creating that culture. Now, you know, look, at the end of the day, you know, even if it wasn't a holiday, we should still have polls open from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. I mean,
sure.
the 7 to 7 stuff doesn't make sense. You know, early voting being from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in some places, you know, it doesn't work for a lot of people.
Right.
And so we have to rely on local board of elections to change their paradigm. And I know in DeKalb, Fulton, and Clayton, they've been making efforts to make more satellite locations, to make expand early voting times, not just during the 9 to 5, but into the evening, make them early. So people who work these erratic schedules, who, you know, work two jobs, who have to take care of kids, who have responsibilities and jobs. You know, I like to equate it to the old Rodney Dangerfield joke. He said, hurting you is the last thing I'd want to do, but it's still on the list.
Right.
You know, so voting is on the list for a
right.
lot of people. It's just near the bottom
yeah.
because they got so many things, you know, that we got to take care of in life. And so as elected officials, as leaders, we should be making it as smooth and easy as possible.
I want to get your thoughts about the recent death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the others who are on that plane. There was a coach with his wife and child as well, the pilot, everybody. Passed away. Tragic. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, we were about the same age. I grew up, you know, when Kobe was a high schooler.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that very vividly. I'm a huge basketball fan. And that is the sport that I love to play. And so when I heard the news, it made me sick, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And then to learn that his daughter was in that crash as well, so sad.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm thinking just all the good thoughts and prayers for his family. And I'm really reflecting on the legacy he led. I read a really interesting article about his business endeavors after he retired, and someone who just really gave back. And he was on his way to a sports academy event, you know, mm-hmm. something encouraging, you know, young people to get involved in sports. And to me, that's so important because I started out, you know, playing church league basketball.
Wow.
And that was, you know, very instrumental for me in building teamwork and my direction.
Can you really ball, Mayor Terry?
I sure can.
Because
Do you want to play?
I mean, come on, man. I've known you for damn near 20 years. I have never known you to play basketball, bro.
Basketball is my sport, man.
Come on, bro. Let me tell you something. In my neighborhood, Mayor Terry, you had to do certain things. They were life skills.
Yeah.
Playing basketball was a life skill in my neighborhood. If you didn't know how to play basketball, you would have a tough existence.
Yeah, that's me. I played basketball from a very early age.
I'm going to get you on the court, man.
Yeah, we need
don't
go
one-on-one. Viral for the wrong reasons, Mayor.
No, we need to document this. We will go one-on-one.
I love it. Let's talk about quickly what your platform is in the super district you're running for in DeKalb County.
That's right. So DeKalb County, this is a Democratic district. I mean, it's Stacey Abrams won it by, almost like 80% 2 years ago. So a very Democratic district. So the primary, May 19th, is the race. It's going to be a lot of Democrats running. The work I've done in Clarkston, I want to continue that. A safer, cleaner, greener DeKalb County. Those are things we worked on in Clarkston. We're going to do the same in DeKalb. DeKalb Police Department is one of the largest employers in the entire state of Georgia, 3,000 employees. They're on the top 20 list. And so, working to make our police department the most community-oriented, the most focused on, building programs, not, and focusing on violent crimes, but not focusing on the things that are going to divide the community.
And you did that in Clarkston. You took a lot of your cops out of cars and put them on foot and bicycles.
Exactly. Yeah. Community policing is so important. And we actually partnered with DeKalb Police just in Clarkston on our Police Athletic League, mm-hmm. something that the city of Atlanta has done really well. And I want to see that expansion of the Police Athletic League programs. And we had a midnight basketball league in Clarkston all last summer, actually every the last three summers, which I played at, by the way, officially,
I need some video, Mayor T.
There is video of that.
Okay.
Some big ideas. The city's 45% of the people living in DeKalb live in municipalities.
Yep.
And so that perspective I have as a mayor taking it to the county commission is one that I hope will bring people together. In the past, the cities and the counties didn't quite get along. I think it's gotten a lot better under Michael Thurman's leadership. And so I want to continue that trend for us having a one DeKalb, a united DeKalb.
Man, I'm so proud of your leadership. Thankful for your friendship. I don't think any one of us would have known back years ago that I would be here and you would be there.
No, I knew it, though. You always were, destined for greater things, Rashad.
Oh, come on, man. Flattery will get
I'm
you everywhere, my
now.
Friend. Right. Try to get that next endorsement, I understand. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, my friend.
Yeah, thank
you. All right. And we'll post this interview on the WAOK.com website. And we'll put this also on V103 as well in all of our social media pages. Mayor Terry, how can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, still tedfordecab.com, but tedfordgeorgia.com also directs to the right place. And I'm on, Ted Terry 1 and Ted for DeKalb on Facebook and everything.
There it is. All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.